This episode of the MGMA podcast is brought to you by Walmart Business. It's the Walmart you love, now for business. Get everything you need for your staff and patients in one place. Enjoy big savings on health and safety products, cleaning supplies, over-the-counter medications, and much more. And don't forget the break room snacks. Create a free account today and start shopping at business.walmart.com. That's business.walmart.com. Introducing First Call Triage, your ultimate remote medical staffing solution. With their office hours nurse triage line, front office services, including appointment scheduling and insurance verification, and back office services, managing medication refills and prior authorizations, First Call Triage can streamline your practice's operations. Plus, their remote patient monitoring and chronic care management ensure comprehensive patient care. So make the right call. First Call Triage is the first and only call you need for efficient, cost-effective, and high-quality medical staffing. So visit their website at firstcalltriage.com to revolutionize your practice. Again, that's firstcalltriage.com. Well, hi everyone, Daniel Williams here, senior editor at MGMA, host of the MGMA Podcast Network. We are here today with another MGMA Member Spotlight podcast. We're with Charles Bissett. He is Director of Optimizations and Integration at Wake Med. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are talking the first week of 2024. I don't know about you, but when I get to my age, I'm going, oh my gosh, here the calendar turned again, you know. So it's a relief, you know. We get through one year and then kind of turn the page to a new year. So how are you doing? I know you were telling me you kind of battled some different things during the holidays, but you look good. I can see you on the video, so things look like maybe they're turning in the right direction for the new year.
Things are turning in the right direction, just to drudge through January. But yes, we've turned the calendar.
Well, good. Glad to have you here. So as I was mentioning, you're Director of Optimizations and Integration at Wake Med. Tell us a little bit about that place. What's the size and scope of that practice? Anything else you want to share about it?
Sure. So Wake Med Health and Hospitals is a 3-hospital system in Wake County, North Carolina. The practice group we're a large multi-specialty practice group with over 1,000 providers, more than 120 practice locations, ranging from primary care, surgery, orthopedics. We've got just about everything. Our newest service line, oncology, came on, I believe, a year ago. So we were a lot of providers, a lot of practices. We are the safety net hospital for the area.
Okay. That's great to know. So, tell us a little bit about your role then. How do you contribute to that organization's overall mission and vision?
Sure. So, I mean, optimization integration is a fancy title for process improvement and operations is really what it is. So I work for the physician practice side of the house. And my role is process improvement and standard operations, which covers a large area of scope. From onboarding new practices, bringing in new workflows, new vendors, optimizing current workflows, especially with our EHR, to be more efficient.
Okay. Share then with us maybe some specific initiatives, anything else you might have led that had an impact on Wake Med's operations, its patient care processes, anything like that that might be beneficial for our MGMA listeners.
Sure. So oftentimes in a practice setting, we ask a lot of our frontline staff, from check-in to check-out, answer phone, scheduling, taking payments, scanning, faxing, copying, washing windows, doing laundry. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not really, right? Anything non-clinical, lands at that desk. And then we often turn to the front desk and say, well, how do we make it better? Well, which part? Right? Because there's so much and so few people doing those that many tasks that you can be masters of none. So we've taken a step back and we've started centralizing some efforts outside of the front desk. One of those is we centralize scheduling. And so by pulling those scheduling calls off the front staff, they can now focus on the patients at hand that are in the office. And our centralized staff can take care of the patients who are calling in trying to get an appointment. We can get them to the right provider, right time using algorithms and our EHR and those algorithms allow one scheduler to schedule for our entire operation. Now we do have pods of people who answer, first up for surgery, but they'll be second up for primary care or whatever is lined up that way. But that has seemed to work, and it shows in the numbers. Before we did this, our abandonment rate in the practices for scheduling calls was somewhere in the 45% range. A lot of patients either leaving messages, not staying on the line, leave a message. And we've got that down to 4%. So we're answering our scheduling calls. We're getting patients scheduled. And the beautiful thing about the algorithms and working with the EHR is they also work with our online scheduling tools. So eventually, when a patient comes to Wake Med and they want an appointment, they'll be able to get the same appointment online, calling, or in the office.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Now, you were talking a lot about some of those patient initiatives. Let's talk about it internally at Wake Med. It's not a surprise to anybody listening here, but culture is king, as they say, at medical practices. We see the burnout rates, the stressed out rates, the turnover rates. So, what have you been looking at from your role in helping improve and keep that culture running along smoothly at Wake Med?
Well, I mean, it starts with communication, right? And at times we fail in that area as well, but it's all about communication. And from the process improvement world, Teiichi Ono said, without standards, there can be no improvement, right? Well, the same thing it goes along with culture. Everybody's got to be on the same page. You don't have to have the same standard or the same, but you have to be able to see where the boat's going. So as long as we can continue to communicate where the boat's going and getting everybody in the boat rowing in the right direction, I think that's the biggest thing we've got going for us right now.
Okay. Now, you raised your hand as a volunteer at MGMA. This is the MGMA Member Spotlight podcast. We have several different podcasts, but this Member Spotlight podcast, I just want to reiterate to our listeners, this is an opportunity we built out last year. So we've been running this show for about a year now, where we really wanted to hear y'all's voices. I mean, I can go out there and talk to all kinds of healthcare experts. I can talk to experts within MGMA's walls, and we have podcasts for those as well. But we really wanted to identify the MGMA members. You're what makes our association what it is, and y'all are on the front line of healthcare. So we sent out a member community call for action a while back. It might have been 6 or 8 months ago, I don't remember, but Charles responded to that. So we get to know his story. You can contact me at dwilliams@mgma.com if you want to be part of this, be on this show, and be interviewed and tell your story and your practice's story, or we'll put another alert out on that member community as well that you can respond to. So, Charles, for you specifically, as I was saying, you've earned your ACMPE. So I want you to talk a little bit about your involvement with MGMA, how it's benefited your professional development, and how you've been able to transfer that to the operations at Wake Med.
Well, I think earning the ACMPE, it allowed me to have a deeper depth of knowledge in managing practices, right? So at a hospital-owned practice group, we have a legal team. We have managed care that does contracts. We have a rev cycle that does payments and that kind of thing. So having to dive deeper into that kind of subject matter to pass the examination, it allows you to see those inner weeds without actually being in the weeds. So that's the biggest benefit that it's given me. along with the data dive. I can't talk enough about the data dive and using the benchmarks behind the data dive. And everybody wants to know, how many per RVU this and how many per provider this. And so the data dive is probably the biggest tool that we use.
That's incredible. Yeah, data dive is it's the heartbeat of MGMA, and I hear that time and time again from MGMA members that that's, oh yeah, MGMA is the data association. We really get connected with that data, and for a good reason, because it is invaluable. And so thank you. I'm glad that it's benefited you as well. So let's talk a little bit more about your relationship with MGMA. Just tell me a little bit about how'd you learn about it in the first place? What was your kind of entry point? And have there been any specific resources, networking opportunities, anything else that you found valuable in addition to that MGMA data dive?
I would say I went to the I went to the conference in Orlando. I believe it was last March.
Okay.
And it was eye-opening to see how, we go to these conferences, whether it be MGMA or ACHE or any of these other organizations out there, and people would go like, why do you go? You're hearing the same thing over and over again. Yeah, but you're hearing it from a different point of view, you're hearing it in a different location, so you're going to pick up different pieces. And you might hear something that has absolutely nothing to do with the conference that you bring back to the organization that you're with, and it fixes something because somebody in at lunch said something about, A plus B equals C, and you said, oh man, that is right. So I think just the opportunities that MGMA presents to network, to listen to the webinars online, to go to these conferences, it all opens up doors that we don't even know are there until we get there and say, oh, well, you're having the same problem that I'm having. And that's generally what we hear, right? We all think we're in this sludge of day-to-day operations. Then you get to like-minded people and you hear that everybody's having the same issues.
Yeah, that is so true. As I mentioned earlier, this podcast is part of MGMA's Member Spotlight. So Charles is one of the many people that signed up to volunteer for this. You get volunteer hours, you get other benefits, and basically you get your voice heard here by being part of this. Tell us about that. That volunteer side of being a member of MGMA, how has that benefited you? What can you share with us as far as that's concerned?
So I think it's the same thing, right? I have a long path of where I've gotten to today, and it's not healthcare. It's military. It's 911 operator. It's all this stuff. But along the way, you learn that every stop along the way, you pick up a piece of information and you drop a piece of information, and that's how you kind of build your knowledge base. And so anytime in a new organization, first thing you should do is volunteer, right? You may not be the subject matter expert. You may not be, I have no idea what I'm doing on a podcast, but I'm learning. And so now I know what it's like. But that's the key is volunteering. If here's the thing, if you're volunteering, it's because the organization needs you to do something. They're not going to be angry with you if you're not the best or the most knowledgeable or the But it is where you learn how to be the most knowledgeable, or at least knowledgeable.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. And it does, depending on what anyone's career path is who's listening, but I would think the kind of people who are listening are looking at professional development and professional growth, and volunteering is one of those ways that you do get noticed in an organization. So it is a way that they say, hey, this person has their stuff together, or they're at least going toward the path. They want to learn. They want to be a better employee. They want to be a better person. So, with that said, Charles, last thing I want to talk to you about is we are conducting this interview first week of January. It's when people do set goals, they set resolutions, they set all these things in motion for that new year. What are your goals and aspirations for 2024?
So we've got a lot of big things going on. We're going to continue the centralizing of things. We started, with the scheduling. Now we're doing authorizations. That's a bigger task to take on. But our key for 24 is going to be more of a digital access, a digital front door. Those algorithms allowing the patient to schedule with the right provider, also allowing patients to check in from their home. And when they arrive at the practice, there's no waiting room, there's no front desk. It's just, hey, here's the office, right? And that's what we're going to try to do. So our goal for this year is to get a fully operational MOB with a concierge, not concierge medicine, but a concierge type folks at the front door that says, "Hi, Mr. Smith, I see you have an appointment with general surgery. It's on the second floor to your right. We see you already checked in." And given the patient that say, "I read a study that 87% of all airfare is booked online now." So the statement that our patients don't want this or can't do this, or that's a thing of the past. And so online scheduling and e-check-in and that kind of thing, that's what's going to drive us forward.
That's remarkable. All right. Well, Charles, thank you for joining us on the MGMA Member Spotlight Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, everyone, that is going to do it for this episode. Again, thanks to Charles Bissett, Director of Optimizations and Integration at Wake Med. Did want to just say again for this Member Spotlight Podcast, reach out to me, D. Williams at MGMA.com, if you are interested in being a guest on our show, so we can hear your story and we can share that with other MGMA members. And thanks for being a listener of the MGMA podcast. Most physicians don't have the opportunity to learn the business of medicine. What docs don't get taught, physician business training is a course developed by MGMA and administrators from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. This interactive course provides in-depth physician business training that can drive personal and organizational success. Purchase now for yourself or your organization at physicianbusinesstraining.com and earn 8 hours of CME credit. Again, go to physicianbusinesstraining.com to purchase and to learn more. The popular buzzword we've been seeing everywhere is AI. But what we all want to know is how we can implement and use it to our advantage when it comes to improving margins, accelerating cash flow, and optimizing staff performance. There's a one-stop shop using cloud-based predictive analytics. MGMA Analytics is your AI-enabled tool that upscales technology you've already been paying for, so you can silo your disparate systems and make data-backed business decisions. Visit mgma.com/analytics. And see how AI can revolutionize your finances and operations. Again, visit mgma.com/analytics today.